Broadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. Your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie completed major glass installation for the University of Kentucky Soccer Complex.
At Kentucky, we strive to be the best in everything that we do, from the outside and the inside, and American Architectural Glass provided that for us.
Your commercial and industrial glass connection is AAG.
They were able to put in really nice structures from the bottom up. They were able to put really nice glass doors in, and I think one of the biggest parts of our complex has been the field level windows that they installed down on the playing surface, so that our teams can watch from inside their team lounge. And that's been a really big sell in recruiting, and it looks nice and it's very well done.
UK's soccer complex is one of the best in the nation, thanks to AAG.
It absolutely was. You know, the work that was done by American Architectural Glass was extremely high quality.
Ohio State, Miami University, and the University of Findlay are also satisfied customers of AAG. American Architectural Glass. AAGinc.oh.com.
This very popular location for out-of-this-world food is right in between Bodkin's, Anna, New Bremen, and Jackson Center. But people come from towns everywhere.
My husband and I have heard about In-Between's great reputation for years. We finally drove up to the In-Between Tavern from 30 miles away late last year and have been here several times since.
And you, too, will return to the In-Between for out-of-this-world chops, steaks, fish, chicken, and more.
I've been eating fried chicken at restaurants for nearly 20 years, and the In-Between has the very, very best chicken I think I've ever had.
Your whole family will like the In-Between.
Tonight, seven of us, including five children, ate delicious pizza for less than $30. That's a super value.
At the In-Between, watch your favorite game on TV. In-Between those tasty bites.
The food at the In-Between is just out of this world.
At the south edge of Bodkin's, 25 and 274.
Check out the fine inventory of new and pre-owned vehicles at Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram on West Main in Fort Loramie. Super deals plus customer pricing and financing. When Gus Geyer established Geyer's back in 1922, he greeted everyone with a smile and great customer service. And he's still smiling today because three generations of Geyer's have done business the very same way. See the new Dodges, Chryslers, Jeeps, and Rams at Geyer's in Fort Loramie. And see them online, too, at GAIERSinc.com.
We tried numerous accounting firms.
Elmore, the president of Southtown Painting in Miamisburg. It may employ as many as 100 people. Southtown has benefited greatly from the partnership with Reese Meyering & Company, CPAs and business consultants in Fort Loramie.
What a professional company. I wouldn't know what to do without Reese Meyering & Company.
Reese Meyering, located in Fort Loramie, and Southtown Painting here in Miamisburg, with remote access through computers to Reese Meyering's accounting software, it's as if there's no distance at all.
Wow, like your next-door neighbors.
It is. Thanks to Reese Meyering and the Internet, it's always a speedy and efficient accounting process.
Reese Meyering performs tax and financial services for you or your business. This full-service firm completes controllership functions like payroll, payables, receivables, accounting software setup, and consulting for business startups.
Southtown Painting would recommend Reese Meyering for accounting for any company, large or small.
Phone Kevin Meyering at 937-295-3813 for Reese Meyering & Company, CPAs and business consultants.
They're flexible, they're professional, easy to work with. That's Reese Meyering.
It's a real good idea to get new tires to grip the road firmly before a change in the weather gets a firm grip on you and your driving. M&A Muffler and Tires on North Main in Fort Loramie has a huge tire sale that you'll never get tired of. Big savings on Goodyear, Firestone, Michelin, General, Uniroyal, Goodrich, and Cooper. Free pickup and delivery, too. Just phone 937-295-3971 and talk to Geppy, Jeff Gephardt, at M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie. Brookins in Fort Laramie is well known for its juicy roasted chicken dinners, plus many savory sandwiches and cheesy and meaty homemade pizza. The special on Saturday nights features not one, but two delicious 8-ounce marinated pork chops.
New owner Carl Arnes creates a fun, family-friendly atmosphere. Brookins is perfect for birthdays, anniversaries, and more. The banquet room seats up to 60.
You can also enjoy the new late-night menu, open till 2:30 in the morning, Thursday through Saturday.
You can't beat Brookins at 10 Elm Street in Fort Loramie.
Brookins, B-R-U-C-K-E-N-S pub.com.
Early in her freshman basketball season in 2016, Fort Loramie's Marissa Meiring suffered a serious knee injury. But in just 6 months, thanks to Wilson Health Sports Medicine, Marissa, now a senior, was healthy and back in the game. Listen now to another Wilson Health Sports Medicine success story, as told by Marissa's parents, Betsy and Kevin Meiring.
It was practice on December 15th when our daughter Marissa went down with a knee injury. Wilson Health Sports Medicine stepped in, assessed the knee injury as a complete ACL tear and a meniscus tear. It was a little devastating to hear as she started off her freshman year so strong.
However, Ryan Castle, Wilson Health Sports Medicine athletic trainer, played a major role in Marissa's full recovery.
There's so many great things that I can say about Ryan. He was just fantastic. He was there supporting Marissa every step of the way, from her injury to the assessment to surgery to rehab all the way to her full recovery.
And successful surgery on Marissa's knee was performed by orthopedic surgeon Dr. Matthew Heckler.
Marissa's surgeon Dr. Heckler was terrific. We had full confidence in him. He was just so compassionate and caring toward Marissa. I'll never forget the day in his office when he gave her the diagnosis of the ACL tear. Of course, she was in tears and Dr. Heckler handed her a box of Kleenex and said, "It's going to be okay. I'm going to get you fixed up and we'll get you back on the court."
Marissa responded. After a solid sophomore basketball season, she excelled as a junior. She was named Girls Shelby County Player of the Year, First Team All Southwest District, and Special Mention All Ohio.
We're so thankful for Wilson Health Sports Medicine.
Keeping athletes healthy and in the game.
This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
Well, good evening to you high school basketball fans. Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee at Fort Loramie. It's our second girls hoops contest of the year here on scoresbroadcast.com. And for the second time, we feature the strong Fort Loramie Lady Redskins. Fort Loramie 3-0 on the year. The opponent is West Liberty Salem 3-0. The team that inflicted the only regular season loss on Fort Loramie a season ago by a score of 44-43 at West Liberty. Fort Loramie led all but 11 seconds. Gabby Holler, a senior for West Liberty Salem last season, made two free throws to inch West Liberty Salem into the lead. Fort Loramie missed a shot in the waning seconds, and the Redskins were beaten. Fort Loramie went on to go 26-2, suffered a regional championship setback at the hands of Minster. Meanwhile, West Liberty Salem, Chuck, opened the campaign last season 0-3. The victory over Fort Loramie was, I think, the first or second win by West Liberty Salem on the season. The Tigers proceeded to rip off 22 straight and then got beat by Purcell Marion in the regional. But West Liberty Salem is down a little bit this year. Three very good seniors a year ago graduated. One young lady who figured to play a lot this year suffered a volleyball injury. She is out. So the shoe's on the other foot this year. Fort Loramie by far the team with more experience and depth than West Liberty Salem here in 2019.
Well, last year West Liberty, their first three games, they were missing three starters.
Yes.
And they came back for Loramie. Loramie had a lead, and they had a kind of a comfortable lead through the second and third quarters, and then West Liberty really just kind of turned it up and started making free throws. But Loramie had two losses last year. They avenged one of their losses the first game of the year against Minster.
Right.
This is their chance to avenge their other loss. Longtime coach Dennis McIntosh at West Liberty Salem, 26 years. Carla Siegel, 20 at Fort Loramie. Two fine mentors. McIntosh at West Liberty Salem won 22 in a row, as I said last year. It was believed early in the season when the Tigers dropped three straight, no chance to get to the 400 win mark. Lo and behold, the 22nd win got him to 400.
Yeah. Well, he does a nice job. He's got a lot of help. He's more of a figurehead coach. He doesn't do a whole lot of the game kind of coaching. But they were really good last year, and I think Loramie's. They're as good as anybody in the state of Ohio right now, Division Four, so no question about it. Redskins have blasted three straight opponents. Minster 47-19, a game we covered here on Scores Broadcast. That was on the road. 84-17, a win over Fairlawn. 71-15, a victory over Rushi. It's a girls' basketball team that right now, Chuck, is giving up less than 5 points per quarter. Per quarter,
right? Well, I mean, they got size. They've got outside. They've got inside. They've got more depth than anybody should have. I mean, I made this comment at Minster, and I mean it again, and I'm probably going to make somebody angry in the league, but they could put five girls out there, take their next five, and finish second in the league.
Yes. Yeah, you could have an A-plus team and an A-team. And Fort Loramie would be well represented in the Shelby County League for sure. Who knows who Carla Siegel will start tonight? It's going to vary. We think it may be Kennedy Gebhardt, Corinne Heitkamp, Kenzie Holscher, Dana Rose, Marissa Meiring. Kenzie didn't start the opener against Minster. Head coach Carla Siegel told us a couple weeks ago, hey, I'm uncertain on which five I'll use. I'm not going to settle in on a group right away. This outfit needs to be very competitive. I'm going to keep it that way.
Well, she is always subbed liberally.
Yes.
And with this team, I mean, she can run five girls in at a time, and they don't lose anything. And that is an amazing situation for a basketball team.
The 2 6-footers, Rose and Holscher, scored 15 and 11 respectively in the easy win over Rushi this past Saturday. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 scored doubles in the victory over Fairlawn. Marissa Meiring at 15 in that game. Rose and Holscher a dozen each. Corinne Heitkamp out front scored 11. Taylor Ratterman 10 in the victory at Minster. Only one in doubles. That was Ava Shouldis. Fort Loramie didn't need double-figure scores that game, holding Minster without a point for 15 straight minutes, overlapping the first and second halves. And against Minster, that is incredible defense.
Well, it is. I mean, Minster, they graduated a lot. But they've got two of the better guards in the area, maybe two of the better guards in the state. And Loramie, Ivy Wolf had a little bit of a game. Janae Owing got nothing in that game. Between the two of them, they couldn't get anything going. And Loramie started sluggishly a little bit offensively. But as they got rolling, boy, they were impressive.
Yeah, Redskins a year ago, 26-2. As I mentioned before, losses only to West Liberty Salem and to Minster in the regional. Fort Loramie was ahead all but about 3.5 quarters of basketball last year. Trailed a little bit in the regional semifinal to Legacy Christian. Trailed for better than half the game against Minster, and was behind by only 11 seconds, the final 11 seconds, to West Liberty Salem
right
in that early season setback in Champaign County. JV game went to Fort Loramie easily. The final score, I think, was
47-9.
Yes, 47-9. Fort Loramie varsity beat Minster in the opener 47-19. JV's victorious 47-9. And it's a program which is steeped in talent all the way right down through the eighth grade. Size, savvy, know-how, skill around the edges, a bit raw. It obviously will be developed further.
this program is in good shape for the next 4, 5, 6 years.
Well, that's the second time we've gotten a chance to sit there and watch their JVs. I really enjoy watching good JV teams, and Coach Barhorst has an outstanding team. They're mixed well with freshmen and sophomores, not a junior in the bunch. And boy, they're going to be almost unbeatable as the season goes on.
Fort Loramie's opponent tonight, West Liberty Salem, not as deep as last year, not as experienced, doesn't have the scorers that last year's club was laid with, although West Liberty Salem, very good beginning here at the start of the campaign, 3 straight triumphs, defeating Fairbanks 50-29, Tip 40-35, and Miami East 33-23. The key performer so far, Selena Weaver, very good player on the inside, 5'11 junior, and Emily Holler, a 5'5 sophomore guard. Unlike a year ago when West Liberty began 0-3, this year's club 3-0, although this year's team not expected to be nearly as potent as last year's squad, which lost a total of four in 26 outings.
Well, they're in the same position as Loramie was last year. They don't have a senior on the roster.
Right.
And Loramie's got 4. But if you look at the juniors and the sophomores, they've got amazing varsity experience all the way down through the girls that are sophomores. They played a bunch last year.
Incredible balance throughout this Fort Loramie roster and program. We are about 4 minutes away from the start of this game tonight between Fort Loramie and West Liberty Salem. Both teams unbeaten, each club 3-0. So many thanks to our Fort Loramie game sponsors, Geyer's Dodge, Chrysler Jeep Ram, M&A Muffler and Tires, and Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning. Those three online with us for Fort Loramie games only. A new underwriting sponsor, Reese Meyering & Company, CPAs and business consultants in Fort Loramie. Reese Meyering has major business clients. It has served for a quarter of a century. CPAs on staff. It performs tax and financial services for you, the individual. It's also a full-service accounting firm and performs controllership functions like payroll, payables, receivables, accounting software and setup, and consulting for business setups. And as the business world evolves, Reese Meyering is flexible and will meet your accounting needs as your business changes and grows. Thanks to the internet, computer technology, and easy-to-use accounting software, Reese Meyering in Fort Loramie can serve your business efficiently, whether you are close by or far away. In Fort Loramie, it's Reese Meyering & Company, CPAs and business consultants. Phone Kevin Meyering at 937-295-3813. Our anchor underwriting sponsors tonight, American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, Barker Insurance, north edge of Sydney, south of Anna, Route 25A, Local Equipment in Jackson Center, the U.S. Bank, 29 branch locations in the Western Ohio District, Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, and the Sydney Daily News with the very best sports page coverage around. Say, if you need the right solution for true comfort, you can call on Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. Place your confidence in Mike Holdhouse and his well-qualified techs at Tom and Jerry's. It's fully licensed and insured, meeting all state requirements for training and professionalism. At Tom and Jerry's, we'll do what it takes to make your home or business feel comfortable, no matter what the outside temp happens to be. And we take pride in offering prompt and professional assistance. Make an appointment right now through the company website, TomJerrys.com, or call Mike Holdhouse, at 937-295-3243. That's Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning, Dawson Road in Fort Loramie. Visit TomJerrys.com. Longtime anchor underwriting sponsor, Barker Insurance in Anna, serving the Upper Miami Valley since 1972. Barker's earned a reputation second to none, customizing auto, home, farm, business, and life insurance programs for you, representing firms like Erie, Buckeye, Ohio Mutual, and others. You're covered with a plan fitting your needs perfectly when served by Barker Insurance. It's number one, Barker, at 937-492-1857. The starters and the tip in a moment on scoresbroadcast.com.
Get connected to your VA benefits. Chris North of Shelby County served 4 years in the U.S. Navy. Chris is your Shelby County Veteran Services Commission officer.
If you are a veteran or a surviving spouse of a veteran, or even if you know a veteran, we want to connect you to your benefits. That can easily be done by calling us at 937-498-7282. 498-7282.
Or go to facebook.com/ShelbyCOVSO or call 498-7282. The Shelby County Veteran Services Commission. We're vets serving vets. The gem in Rushi, Ohio is the Jewelry Barn. Jolene Renderly and her staff are certified by the Gemological Institute of America.
Our Jewelry Barn is quite unique. The Jewelry Barn offers a wide variety of costume jewelry and high-end jewelry. We have a wide variety of engagement rings.
And located among cornfields on the eastern edge of Rushi, the Jewelry Barn is known as the gem of Rushi.
Yeah, that's right, Jack. That's what our customers call us. It's a repeat business, and they come from all over. It's great.
The Jewelry Barn at 2399 Rushi Versailles Road.
Just a nice little shop.
Have you been considering LED lighting but feeling confused? Our talented team at Dickman Supply can answer all your questions about LED lighting and get confusion out of the game. We can help with the design and retrofits, plus even with obtaining all eligible utility rebates. Call the Dickman Supply Green Team or contact our lighting departments in Sydney, Greenville, Salina, and Marysville. Dickman Supply, the largest Eaton electrical distributor in West Central Ohio.
Welcome back to Fort Laramie High School. I'm Jack with Chuck, Jack Kramer, Chuck McBee. It's a cold night outside, toasty here at the Fort Laramie Gym. New arrangement, Chuck. We are situated, what, on the north side rather than the south?
Yeah, they didn't pull out the bleachers from the one side. They've got and I used to love this when I coached, because I coached girls. I liked when the fans were on the other side of the floor. I could get a little more vocal with my kids and not upset a parent. So I think that has something to do with it.
So all the spectators are facing the benches, and all of them, all the fans here tonight, are directly behind us.
Yeah.
So it's not a full house. It is a good crowd. They sound like the place is filled with the Raptors.
We're right amongst them.
Yep. Don't forget Brookins. Brookins in Fort Laramie, well known for its juicy roasted chicken dinners, plus many savory sandwiches and cheesy and meaty homemade pizza. The special on Saturday nights features two delicious 8-ounce marinated chops. Owner Carl Arnes creates a fun, family-friendly atmosphere. Brookins is perfect for anniversaries, wedding rehearsals, and more. Enjoy the new late-night menu, open till 2:30 a.m. Thursday through Saturday. Brookins, 10 Elm Street in Fort Laramie. Like them on Facebook, Brookins, B-R-U-C-K-E-N-S, pub.com. Starting lineups, being introduced for tonight's game between Fort Laramie and West Liberty Salem. Kennedy Gebhardt, 5'6", senior guard, scored 7 points a game last year. She teams up with Corinne Eitkamp, who's on the point, 5'4", junior. And then along the front line, Kenzie Holscher, 6-footer, 7 points a game last year. Dana Rose, 6 feet tall, 8 points a game one season ago. And Marissa Myring, 5'9", a senior. She averaged just over 10 in the 2018-19 campaign. Now, West Liberty Salem graduated 3 very good seniors last year. Gabby Holler, a technician and a scorer. Kelsey Day, good long-range shooter. Paige Schaefer had some length. They finished up their 12th grade season last winter. So the Lady Tigers will start Emily Holler, Gabby's sister, 5'5" sophomore. Sophie Cole, 5'9" junior. Grace Estes, good outside shooter, 5'5" junior. Gabby Williams, 5'5" soft. And Selena Weaver, a 5'11" junior. Opening tip to start the game, won by Fort Loramie. And right away, a baseline J by Marissa Meiring is up and good. And the Redskins kick off this game with a fine beginning. Marissa, the only Redskin a year ago to average double digits. Quite remarkable on a 26-2 squad. You'd never think that that could be possible.
That's just how balanced they are. It could be that way this year.
Oh, yeah. Here is West Liberty Salem, lob down inside, over the top of Dana Rose, into the hands of Weaver. The 5'11 young lady missed it. No good. Long rebound, though, West Liberty. West Liberty Salem Tigers, road black, orange numbers outlined in white. Fort Loramie girls, white, with black numerals trimmed in red. 25 feet away on the right, it's Emily Holler. Fine defense by Holscher. Nice lob down inside to Cole. It's a teammate, Estes, missed the short shot. Rebound, Fort Loramie off and running. And Gebhardt had it smacked away out of bounds. We played a minute 13, opening quarter. 2-0 in favor of Fort Loramie. Baseline right. Heitkamp enters to Holscher, 25 feet away. Good behind-the-back dribble into the top of the key. Pass delivered for Meiring in the corner. Weaver with a swat. Out of bounds at Sales. Redskins Gebhardt right in front of the West Liberty bench. Triggers into the post to Meiring. Back to the basket. Spins. Doesn't shoot. Gives it up to Heitkamp straight away. Corinne, 5'4 junior. She will share the point spot most of the time with Caitlin Gasson. Here's a short baseline shot by Gebhardt. Found herself wide open. It is no good from 7 feet. Hung on the rim, came off. Rebound down to the Tigers. West Liberty Salem, top of the circle. Emily Holler gives it up far left flank to Grace Estes. She goes baseline beneath the rim. Hits a cutter. Emily in the lane. Runner off the iron. Rebound Fort Loramie. It goes from Meiring to Gebhardt, back to Marissa. Dana Rose between the circles. 5:50 left, opening quarter, 2-0 Fort Loramie. Popping out to catch, Marissa Meiring. Now here's Holscher, open behind the foul stripe, off the back iron, a little too much oomph. Rebound kicks right back to the Redskins, though. Fort Loramie restarts the attack. Here's Dana Rose catching, 20 feet away. Now Meiring on the arc still. Weaver checks her tightly. Good defense by West Liberty Salem, Chuck. Is it a tight man-to-man or some kind of a matchup zone?
No, they're playing straight man.
And Fort Loramie drives, turns it over. Good defense exhibited by West Liberty Salem, which has held Fort Loramie to 2 points in the first 2 minutes and 40 seconds. Tigers yet to dent the scoring column. 10 players in backcourt. Pressure by Fort Loramie. And we've got an elbowing foul, an offensive one, against West Liberty Salem's Holler.
I didn't see it, but no arguing, and the referee was right on that one.
Gebhardt inbounding right in front of the Tigers bench for the Redskins. She looks, ball high overhead. Fires to Gaston, is on the floor now. Caitlin has checked in for Heitkamp at the point. Caitlin fumbled it, got it back. Now Gebhardt, 25 feet away, into the top of the key. Here's a design play for Dana Rose. Pass a bit off the mark. Ball picked off. Good defense by Gabby Williams. She comes down the floor for West Liberty. She's double-teamed. Splits two defenders. Falls down. Defensive blocking foul, Redskins. 4:54 to go in the first. Fort Loramie 2, West Liberty Salem nothing. Ball inbounded into backcourt for West Liberty, handled there by Grace Estes. 25 feet away on the right. It's delivered to Gabby Williams. Williams enters the lane, leaves it for Estes, left wing. She's made 3 threes this year. She can fire it from long range. Bad pass, West Liberty. Fort Loramie's got it. Long throw, almost errant. Redskins have it in the paint on the arc to Gasson, short on the triple. Rebound, bangs off the iron, right back to Fort Loramie, which restarts the attack. Taylor Ratterman in now, 5'5 senior. Into the post to Meiering. Might have gotten away with a walk. Spin move right in front, too strong.
She definitely got away with a walk.
Rebound West Liberty. Half the first quarter gone, 2-0. A defensive stalemate. Fort Loramie's had some good looks. Redskins not sharp shooting. Overplay by Holscher. Nearly a steal. Nearly another steal. West Liberty Salem still has control. And then a double dribble by Estes out near the timeline.
Yeah, they didn't get a steal that time, but they forced the turnover by making them play faster and farther away from the basket than they want to play.
Yep, Tigers became a little hasty and made a miscue. 3:50 to go here in the first period.
One of my favorite players in the game now, Ava Schultes, she is a sophomore, and I think she's going to be a star before her career is done here.
Another sophomore, Colleen Brandewee in, 5'10 guard. Here is Gasson dribbling down the right side for Fort Loramie. Lost it momentarily, and it's dug away from her by West Liberty's Emily Holler. 2-0 our score. We played 4.5 minutes. Defense has been exceptional. Here's a near side pass by West Liberty Salem. Touched out of bounds. Deflection by Gasson of Fort Loramie. Holler inbounds. 25 feet away to Grace Estes. Ratterman gets that assignment for Fort Loramie. Near side pass, Holler. Rotated right side of the floor to Estes. Back out on top to Holler. 3:08 to go, first quarter. Dribble drive into the lane. Holler tried to feed Weaver. Stolen by Fort Loramie. Holscher quickly down the floor. Baseline right to Jaden Putoff. 5'10 junior is in. On the arc, it goes on the play to Colleen Brandewee. Flings it straight away to Ratterman. 2:50 left opening quarter. 2-0 Fort Loramie. Oh, Putoff finds a cutter down the lane. Caught on the dead run by Schultes. In and out on the shot. Long rebound to Ratterman. Bullseye three-pointer. Taylor Ratterman sinks it from distance. 5-0 Fort Loramie. 2:30 left opening period. Quickly down the floor for West Liberty Salem. It's Grace Estes. On the arc to Emily Holler. She goes baseline, choked off. Weaves it straight away to Estes. Left side of the court to teammate Hallie Smith, who's in, 5'3 soft. 2:12 to go opening quarter. 5-0 Fort Loramie. Estes dribbling, tight roping the baseline beneath the rim. Leaves it in the corner for Smith. Then Smith dribbles out on top over guarding against Fort Loramie's Ava Schultes. 2:02 left in the first quarter. Chuck, I anticipated far more points by now.
Well, this is exactly how Loramie started against Minster, though. Just kind of sluggish a little bit. Got some good looks, didn't make them. But defensively, just like they were against Minster, they are all over them.
That Fort Loramie-Minster game that we covered Saturday before Thanksgiving was an 11-9 count after one. 20 points scored in that first quarter. Teams started to rev up last 2-3 minutes of the first. But here we're down to 1:46 to go as West Liberty makes an errant toss into the lane off the fingertips of Weaver, who finds a teammate baseline. It's Gebhardt. The much taller Weaver bats the ball out of bounds.
I remember Weaver from last year. She played varsity.
Very good. She got the game-ending rebound.
That's right. Yep. Yep. Only a sophomore last year.
Yep. Redskins had a game-winning shot from the baseline, about a 12-footer by Dana Rose. It was short, and Weaver cleared out in the paint and hung on to the ball the final 4 seconds, and that was it. 44-43, West Liberty Salem over Fort Loramie 1 year ago. Oh, here's a good entry. Schultes finds Holscher cutting toward the rim, catching and scoring. Assist by Ava Schultes, field goal by Holscher, 7-2 Redskins. 40 ticks to go here in the first quarter. On the arc, it's Emily Holler for West Liberty Salem. Flings it baseline left to Aubrey Williams, 5'9 sophomore who's in. Straight away, Emily Holler. Dribble drive into the lane. Shot blocked by Schultes. Run out by Holscher. Got it for two.
What a play by Ava. Assist at one end, defensive gem at the other.
Yeah, did a great job. It's a great block without fouling.
9-2 Fort Loramie. 7 seconds to go in the quarter. West Liberty Salem scrambles to get it over the timeline. 4-3-2. Here's Emily Holler. Doesn't shoot it. Passes to a teammate. Quarter finishes. Fort Loramie Redskins 9. West Liberty Salem 2 after 1 on scoresbroadcast.com.
It's a real good idea to get new tires to grip the road firmly before a change in the weather gets a firm grip on you and your driving. M&A Muffler and Tires on North Main in Fort Loramie has a huge tire sale that you'll never get tired of. Big savings on Goodyear, Firestone, Michelin, General, Uniroyal, Goodrich, and Cooper. Free pickup and delivery, too. Just phone 937-295-3971 and talk to Geppy, Jeff Gephardt, at M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie.
This is ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. Your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
Hey, it's Jack along with Chuck. Jack Kramer, Chuck McBee here at Fort Loramie. And we've got some noise going on here at the Fort Loramie gym. I love the music being piped in.
Yep.
Big cheering section of Fort Loramie fans directly behind us as the north side stands are opened up and fairly full. South side bleachers not rolled out. So the benches on the other side look directly at us, and we are virtually among the spectators for this game here tonight. We're told that's the way it will be for most all girls basketball games this year here at Fort Loramie, and we like it. It's just fine. Opening second quarter. Fine pass by Meyering down inside to Holscher. Backdoor cut, left it short. Rebound West Liberty Salem. Everything there on that play but the conclusion of it. Here's West Liberty to midcourt. Oh, Ava shoulders with long arms. Steals the pass. Gives it up to Gebhardt. 9-2 Redskins. Gebhardt hits a teammate down low on the right. It's Meyering. Good on the shot. Wraparound beauty by Gebhardt.
Terrific pass. Just set her up perfectly. Took her, let her right to the basket.
And Fort Loramie really turns up the heat. Full court pressure. 10 players in backcourt. West Liberty Salem with a couple lateral throws and barely gets it over the timeline in time. And then we've got a kneeing foul against Holscher of Fort Loramie right before West Liberty Salem was going over and back.
Yeah, she dribbled the ball on the line. I'm not sure she didn't do that before she got bumped.
Here is Gabby Williams inbounding into backcourt, handled there by Grace Estes of West Liberty. 11-2 Fort Loramie, opening minute, second quarter. Emily straight away. Near side pass, Gabby Williams. Shoulders on Gabby, 25 feet out on the floor. Gabby Williams gives it up. I should say Holscher.
Yeah, 20, they look so much alike.
22, not 21. Holscher defending, and it caused a turnover miscue by the Tigers.
Schultes and Holscher look so much alike from behind.
Oh, yeah.
And the ponytails down there, and it blocks their numbers.
And even from the side, I've got to turn my head a funny way in order to see the 2-1 or the 2-2 on the back of the jersey. Here is Dana Rose with the ball 30 feet away on the left. Now to Ratterman between the rings for Fort Loramie. Redskin girls lead it 11-2. Opening 2 minutes, second quarter. High right, Holscher's got it. Right wing, ball dealt on the play to Corinne Heitkamp. Cross court pass, left corner, open Ratterman, high arching floater, short, rebound right back to her. Then she gives it up to Holscher. Ratterman straight away, 2 minutes gone, second period. Here's the weave to Heitkamp. Heitkamp to Ratterman, who pops out on the arc. Hits Jaden Putoff down inside. A little contact from the rear. She coughed up the basketball out of bounds to West Liberty. 5:54 to go here in quarter number two. Redskins 11, Tigers 2, and West Liberty Salem being challenged by Fort Loramie's pressure. Now a long throw up the floor to Weaver. Weaver drives on Putoff, who blocked her late.
It's a defensive foul.
Correct call. She could have taken the charge, but she did a nice job. Williams did a nice job of pulling back, or Weaver. So she fell. There was no contact. That was a correct call.
In the act of shooting, two free throws, West Liberty Salem. Shot pumped up by Weaver. Good. 11-3. Redskins up 8.
She has all three of them.
Again, so many thanks here on scoresbroadcast.com to these three Fort Loramie game sponsors. Oh, we appreciate them so much. Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating and Air Conditioning, M&A Muffler and Tires, and Geyer's Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, Ram. Weaver, left-handed style, or free throw on the way. All net twice. 11-4. Redskins up 7. Far right wing, put off, got it for Fort Loramie. Catching his Holscher. Skipping it to Ratterman, left corner. Right back to Holscher down low, and the ball is jammed out of bounds by West Liberty. Gasson inbounding, right of the rim. No, it's going to be Ratterman doing the honors for Fort Loramie. Throws to put off on the arc. Jaden averaged 4 a game last year, 5'10 junior. Here's Gasson, straight away Holscher. Clock nears the 5-minute mark in the second period. Redskins up 7. And put off as it's stolen. Sophie Cole, 5'9 junior for West Liberty Salem on the swipe. Gives it up the floor to Holler. West Liberty attacking right to left. Estes, left side pass. It's bobbled by the Tigers and dug off the floor by Fort Loramie. Gasson to the timeline. Redskins up 7, 4:40 to go, second quarter. Here's Putoff, 25 feet away. Baseline left, Holscher tries to throw it below the backboard to a teammate on the other side. Ball never got there. Picked off easily by the Tigers. Here's Estes, 30 feet away on the left. Now to Holler, behind the arc, high right. Emily on the bounce, 11-4 Fort Loramie. Ball lobbed to the post, punched away by Dana Rose. Long throw down the floor to Holscher. Driving with the left, up and got it. Timeout called, head coach Carla Siegel. Redskins up 9, 4:17 left in the second on scoresbroadcast.com.
At U.S. Bank, we believe hard work works. That means working late nights to crush tomorrow's meeting works. Making a budget and trying to stick to it works. And saving today, tomorrow, and the day after to afford that first home, that works too. No matter the goals, we have the tools, expertise, and people to help you all along the way. Visit usbank.com/hardwork to see how we can help you reach your goals. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
U.S. Bank offers you 29 branch locations in the Western Ohio District.
And we are online on scoresbroadcast.com thanks to Custom Foam Products in Fort Loramie, Clancy's in Sydney, nothing fancy, just fantastic food, Dan Eilerman Construction in Fort Loramie. That Eilerman team of Mark, Scott, and Nick continue their father's legacy of quality craftsmanship. Brookins in Fort Loramie, no good eating place like it. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies, Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. And the Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney. Go Goffney, we've got you covered. Well, West Liberty inbounds after the timeout and the made basket by Fort Loramie, and the Redskins steal. Fort Loramie attacking left to right, 3:56 to go, second quarter. Here is Ratterman handling the ball right in front of the Tigers bench. Hooking foul against Estes of West Liberty. Team foul situation. Couple on West Liberty, 4 on Fort Loramie. Redskins inbound to Heitkamp, 25 feet away. Back to Ratterman. Ratterman pitches cross court, aims for Corinne. It's off the mark, out of bounds.
7 turnovers for the Redskins.
And that's a little uncharacteristic. Now, West Liberty Salem does know how to play defense.
Right. And if you're running the floor and you're turning it, that's one thing, but that was just an unforced bad pass out of bounds.
It sure was. Unforced all the way. Here is West Liberty Salem. In backcourt, Redskins pressure relents.
Gebhardt on Estes. Kennedy rides her, and it's a defensive foul at the timeline. And West Liberty Salem nears the 1-1. That's 5 on Fort Loramie, which is up 13-4 with 34 seconds to go here in the second quarter. 3:42. I'm misreading the scoreboard ahead of myself. Can't be that far along. 3:40 left, second quarter. Redskins up 9. Estes, excellent three-point shooter for West Liberty Salem, has not gotten a look yet. Here's Estes between the rings. Left side pass to Smith. On the block it goes. Caught there by Sophie Cole. Ticky-tacky foul from the backside. And the next one will be the 1-1. Redskins up 9, 3:20 left. Second quarter of play. Now we figured against good opposition, West Liberty might be offensively challenged. 4 points so far, all by Weaver, the very athletic 5'11 junior inside post player. Emily Holler inbounds into the left corner, and Ava Shoulders nearly makes the pickoff. It goes out of bounds. Tigers will try it again. Here's Holler catching. Gebhardt checks her tightly. Coming out to catch is Aubrey Williams. It goes baseline. It's closed off. Makes a sloppy pass, and Gebhardt is in the path of the ball, picks it off, and then she loops it wildly over the head of Schultes, and head coach Carla Siegel looks away. Not pleased. Again, unforced.
Yeah, I mean, you just take your time and don't be flowing through the air. Stop and throw the pass.
3 minutes to go here in the second period. Breaking pressure is West Liberty Salem. Weaver wants to attack, but the Redskins get back. No chance. Then she gives it up to a teammate, but Fort Loramie's grappling the arm of Weaver, who will get the 1-1. So Selena Weaver for the West Liberty Salem Tigers has an opportunity to make two free throws and produce the first 6 points for the Tigers in this game. The three wins by Fort Loramie over Minster 47-19, Fairlawn 84-17, and Rushi 71-15. Fort Loramie giving up 17 points a game. Left-handed foul shot by Weaver, off to the left, no good. And right now, that 17 points a game is not in jeopardy. West Liberty Salem with just 4 points through the first 15, 16 minutes of this game. Weaver missed on the front end. Fort Loramie got the rebound. Myring's got the ball straight away. Left corner, Macy Imwally has checked in now. 4 points a game on the year, 5'7 senior. Bad pass by Fort Loramie again. Picked off by Emily Holler. Good recovery by Dana Rose. Wow, she came from nowhere, Chuck, to spike it out of bounds.
She's got those long arms.
2 minutes, 18 seconds to go, first half. 13-4 Fort Loramie, but 9. Emily Holler inbounds into the right corner. Aubrey Williams. Rotated near side to Allie Smith. Left side of the floor, Holler. Lobbing high into the lane for Weaver. Knocked away by Fort Loramie. Weaver gets it back. She's triple teamed. Up with the left hand from 6 feet. Banked it. No. Rebound. Corinne Heitkamp for Fort Loramie. Down the floor to Colleen Brandewey. Ball rotated near side. Then into the post to Myring. Backs Weaver down. Can't shoot. On the arc to Imwally. Steps inside the arc and buries it. 15-footer Imwally. Good shooter. She had a hot streak early in the campaign a year ago. Redskins up 11, 15-4. Minute and a half to go here in the first half. Good entry pass from the wing by Smith into Weaver. Missed it from point-blank range. Got the rebound back. Imwally stole it. Imwally coming in off the bench, giving the Redskins a spark. High right, Colleen Brandewey, three-pointer, count it, swish, two-pointer. She was straddling the arc.
Head coach Dennis McIntosh, a quarter of a century long head coach at West Liberty Salem, gets a timeout. Minute to go, first half. Redskins up 17-4 on scoresbroadcast.com.
All my favorite pumpkin treats.
Back at Fresh's Big Boy.
Pumpkin cheesecake. Pumpkin spice caramel cake.
Pumpkin pie.
And they're all scrumdiddlyumptious.
And they are for big kids, too.
Did you know the pumpkin is a new superfood?
All at your local Fresh's. Home of burgers, breakfast, and Big Boy.
And
what's your favorite thing at Frisch's in Troy, Tip City, and Sydney?
Additional underwriting sponsors here on scoresbroadcast.com include Hoing & Hoing Builders in Anna. What you can imagine, we can create. Hoing & Hoing Builders, a new underwriting sponsor here on scoresbroadcast.com. Regal Trophy and Awards in Sydney on Wapak Avenue at regaltrophyawards.com. It's Regal for the crowning touch. Shelby County Veterans Services Commission, vets helping vets get connected. Call Chris North, 937-498-7282. And thanks so much to Maury's Landing Restaurant, State Route 362 Minster, across from Lake Loramie. Superb breakfast, lunch, and dinner at Maury's. Well, we've had a turnover. Missed 1-1 by West Liberty Salem. Redskins quickly down the floor. Fade away outside the lane on the right. It rimmed and came out. Shot almost went down for Clara Gebhardt. Hit the backboard. Skimmed off the iron. Tigers with the board. 50 seconds to go, first half. 17-4. Late second quarter. Not first. You heard me right. Gebhardt reaches in on an attempted drive by Estes. Well, West Liberty Salem's been adept at drawing fouls, but that's at least, what, 2 1-and-1s on which they misfired, or this game could be much closer.
Yeah, they missed the front end of 2 1-and-1s so far.
And here's Estes at the stripe. Very good shooter. Got it. 17-5. Fort Loramie leads. That's the first point for West Liberty Salem, other than the four scored by Weaver. Estes drains each foul shot. 40 seconds left, first half. Fort Loramie hustling up ahead. Goes to Gasson. Left side, Imwally. Down inside to Holscher. Oh, good quick passing. Gasson foul line doesn't shoot. Now Colleen Brandaway starts a drive. Pulls up. Can't find anybody open. Flips to Gasson, top of the circle. Very bad throw into the paint area. Swiped by West Liberty Salem. A little too much unselfishness, Chuck, there.
They had a couple of shots they passed up.
Indeed. 13 seconds to go in the second quarter. Here's a herky-jerky move. Drive on the play by West Liberty. Shot thrown up on the run by Emily Holler. No good. Long. However, Fort Loramie bails her out and fouls her.
10-2 in fouls.
My goodness.
And quite honestly, I think that's probably very accurate.
Oh, yeah.
With the way the game's being played.
Free throw around and out. No good. Holler gets another. Doesn't matter whether she was in the act of shooting or not, because it's double bonus time. Second free throw. Holler on the way. Swish. 17-7. Fort Loramie up 10. Final 10 seconds, first half. Quickly, Brandewee, forecourt right. Veers that way. Goes to Imwally. Down to 2-1. Redskins have got to shoot. Did Myring get it away? Right at the buzzer. Fade away. 10-footer. No good. And the first half finishes. Head coach Carla Siegel cannot be happy. It's an NFL football score. Fort Loramie 17. West Liberty Salem after two quarters of action. Redskins with a few too many turnovers. Surely several too many fouls. Fort Loramie a little too unselfish at times and not shooting the ball well. And many of the miscues by Fort Loramie have been unforced. West Liberty Salem does play pretty good D. It's a club that's got savvy, knowledge of this game, well coached, a little short on talent and experience this year. But West Liberty Salem hanging in, only down 10. And I say that because Fort Loramie has shredded
three opponents so far this year by enormous margins. Our halftime brought to you by Wilson Health Sports Medicine coming up in a moment. Fort Loramie 17, West Liberty Salem 7 after two quarters on scoresbroadcast.com.
Every single dish is delish, meal after meal after meal, at Maury's Landing Restaurant, Route 362 Minster, across from Lake Loramie.
Maury seems to excel at that. Consistent food, good meals, good prices.
How many years now have you been going to Maury's?
Basically since they opened the door, about 5 years.
Wow. Breakfast time, what do you like best?
Oh, it's got to be the Paradise Omelet.
And the fish at night?
I like the salmon. It's tough to beat.
Everything on Maury's menu is a winner, and families like Maury's too.
We had a tenderloin sandwich,
uh-huh.
A margarita barbecue sandwich,
yeah.
A chicken cordon bleu sandwich, and my son had a cheeseburger, french fries, and applesauce.
How much did it cost? What'd you pay for a family four here at Maury's?
We spend about $35.
A good deal.
And we come here about 6 or 7 times a month.
You just get more at Maury's Landing, Route 362, Minster.
Regal Trophy and Awards in Sydney has a corner on the market, and for a couple of very good reasons, quality and reliability. You see, for a long time, businesses throughout the region have counted on Regal for custom nameplates, badges, signs, and various industrial engraving.
Wing Trail has partnered with Regal Trophy and Awards for many years. They have given us a quality product, always at a reasonable price, and completed our projects in a timely fashion. They've been a great vendor to work with, and we're more than pleased with everything they do for us.
Need trophies, plaques, and awards? Many colleges and schools, including Sydney High School, have preferred Regal forever.
When I think Regal Trophy, the first thing that comes to mind is the Wurman family. They take pride in every trophy that's produced. Regal Trophy and Awards has been in their family forever. Sydney Athletics, they've been our only vendor for 30-plus years, and I know at every event that they're a part of, our student-athletes are going to leave with an award that is befitting the efforts they've put forward.
But a big smile on everyone's face with Regal Trophy and Awards. 1269 Wapak in Sydney at regaltrophyawards.com. Regal for the crowning touch.
This is scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. Your radio on the phone for high school sports. I'm Jack with Chuck here at Fort Loramie. Lady Redskins up 10 over West Liberty Salem. Not a well-played game, Chuck. It's our halftime report brought to you by Wilson Health Sports Medicine.
Well, look at the team stats. Loramie's got a 12-6 rebounding advantage, 5-2 on the offensive boards. West Liberty turned the ball over 11 times, which is good for Loramie, but Loramie turned it over 10 times. That's too many against a team that's not really pressuring you. Free throws, Loramie did not go to the foul line in the first half. Huh. West Liberty 5-8. Individual scoring for... They're Tigers, right?
Yes.
Tigers?
Yep.
4 points for Selena Weaver. They got 2 from Grace Estes and a single free throw from Emily Holler. They scored 2 and 5, 7 for the first half. Loramie was led by Kenzie Holscher with 6. They got 4 from Marissa Myring, 3 from Taylor Ratterman, and 2 each from Colleen Brandewey and Macy Imwali. They scored 9 and 8. Not enough. 17-7 at the half. This is eerily like the game last year.
Yeah, it really is. Yeah, in fact, Fort Loramie had an 8-point lead a couple times in that game, never got it to double digits. Redskins up 10. That's the only facet of the game that head coach Carlos Siegel likes at this point in time. Every other category, Fort Loramie not performing well. 17-7, Redskins up 10. That's our halftime report brought to you by Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney on scoresbroadcast.com.
Early in her freshman basketball season in 2016, Fort Loramie's Marissa Myring suffered a serious knee injury. But in just 6 months, thanks to Wilson Health Sports Medicine, Marissa, now a senior, was healthy and back in the game. Listen now to another Wilson Health Sports Medicine success story, as told by Marissa's parents, Betsy and Kevin Myring.
It was practice on December 15th when our daughter Marissa went down with a knee injury.
Wilson Health Sports Medicine stepped in, assessed the knee injury as a complete ACL tear and a meniscus tear. It was a little devastating to hear as she started off her freshman year so strong.
However, Ryan Castle, Wilson Health Sports Medicine athletic trainer, played a major role in Marissa's full recovery.
There's so many great things that I can say about Ryan. He was just fantastic. He was there supporting Marissa every step of the way to her full recovery.
And successful surgery on Marissa's knee was performed by orthopedic surgeon Dr. Matthew Heckler.
Marissa's surgeon, Dr. Heckler, was terrific. We had full confidence in him. He was just so compassionate and caring toward Marissa. I'll never forget the day in his office when he gave her the diagnosis of the ACL tear. Of course, she was in tears, and Dr. Heckler handed her a box of Kleenex and said, "It's going to be okay. I'm going to get you fixed up, and we'll get you back on the court."
Marissa responded. After a solid sophomore basketball season, she excelled as a junior. She was named Girls Shelby County Player of the Year, First Team All Southwest District, and Special Mention All Ohio.
We're so thankful for Wilson Health Sports Medicine.
Keeping athletes healthy and in the game.
Welcome back to Fort Loramie High School. Redskins 17, West Liberty Salem Tigers 7 at the break. Our next webcast on scoresbroadcast.com is Friday morning from Canton. The Anna football team is in the D6 state championship, Chuck. Weather should be good. Obviously, that early, quite chilly. But no chance of precipitation and not much wind. In fact, it might be moderately sunny.
Yeah, it's supposed to be a decent day over there, and we'll be in a real press box. That'll be fun.
Yep. New Middletown Springfield, the opponent, a club that's unbeaten, 14-0. The town, New Middletown, is right on the Ohio-Pennsylvania border, southeast of Youngstown, in the Springfield Local School District. The quarterback is a 6'2" sophomore. His dad, formerly quarterback at Youngstown State for Coach Tressel.
Oh, well.
And the Redskins hope the running game is in high gear once again as Anna bids for a state title in Division VI football on Friday morning. We've got the webcast at about 9:35 a.m. bright and early. So you've got to check out the great inventory of new and pre-owned vehicles at Geyer's, Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, Ram, West Main, and Fort Loramie. Customer pricing and financing always at Geyer's. When Gus Geyer established Geyer's back in 1922, he greeted everybody with a smile and great customer service. He's smiling today because the three generations of Geyer's have done business the very same way. See the new Dodges, Chryslers, Jeeps, and Rams at Geyer's in Fort Loramie. See them online, too, at geyersersinc.com. Local Equipment in Jackson Center asked us to highlight seniors, outstanding student athletes who perform well on the court and in the classroom. And there are four 12th graders for Fort Loramie, recognized by Local Equipment here tonight. Marissa Myring, Macy Imwale, Taylor Ratterman, Kennedy Gebhardt, all seniors, splendid student athletes. They are recognized tonight by Local Equipment in Jackson Center.
Local Equipment in Jackson Center is a founding sponsor of scoresbroadcast.com. Local manufactures quality replacement parts for highway maintenance equipment used by cities and contractors around the world. Local supplies parts for street sweepers, highway mowers, refuse collectors, and salt spreaders, for example. Its roots date back to 1947 in L.A., California, thus the name Local. Locally, Local is pleased to promote high school scholarship programs, and ScoresBroadcast.com was conceived a dozen years ago, all thanks to the support from Local Equipment in Jackson Center.
Fort Loramie head coach Carla Siegel anxiously awaiting the start of the third quarter, hoping the Redskins will perform much better than they did in the first half. Just 17 points, never did get to the foul line, committed 10 fouls, and how many floor errors, Chuck?
10 turnovers.
Wow. And here is West Liberty Salem starting the third quarter with possession inside to Selena Weaver. Left-handed turnaround shot short. Rebound Fort Loramie. Quickly down to Taylor Ratterman. She stops on a dime inside the arc and misses from 16. And the rebound to West Liberty Salem. Here come the Tigers to midcourt. Ratterman scrapes it off the hardwood and steals. Lateral to Holscher. Driving layup blown with the left hand. Missed it. Long rebound volleyball to Schultes. Redskins still have it. Holding foul called on the Tigers. Gabby Williams. Hoing and Hoing Builders in Anna, new underwriting sponsor here on scoresbroadcast.com. Hoing and Hoing has served Shelby County and neighboring counties since 1977, specializing in custom-built homes on the client's lot or any of Hoing and Hoing's lots, which are located northeast of Keltnersville on Retker Road, also offering services for home remodels, additions, and outbuildings. And with over 200 years of experience with the current employees, Hoing and Hoing has become one of the premier home builders in the area. Action fast and furious, Chuck. A three-pointer drain before Lormie, and then West Liberty counters with a two-point basket. Well,
Ratterman hit a three, but then West Liberty came out and actually did a good job of getting the ball in the middle of that pressure and found a wide-open Sophie Cole.
Taylor Ratterman swished a long three-pointer for the Redskins, who lead it by 11 out high for teammate Aubrey Williams. Near flank, it goes to Gabby Williams. Gabby lost it, scraped it back off the floor, got it back, fed it to Sophie Cole. 20-9 Fort Loring. 90 seconds gone here in the third quarter. Ball fumbled by Estes right into the lap of Ratterman for Fort Loring. Down the floor to Holscher. Holscher starts the offense, dribbles between the legs. Out high it goes to Corinne Heitkamp, to Ratterman. Looks to the post, can't feed the teammate.
Now the post was open. They're missing it. They're holding it, and then by the time they realize they're going to throw it, it's too late. It's covered up.
And Ava Schultes wanted it, didn't receive it. Ball thrown to Myring behind the foul line. Shoots. It barely caught iron, went out of bounds. 5:48 to go here in the third quarter. 20-9 in favor of Fort Loring. Redskins kick in the pressure. 10 players in backcourt. Now Fort Loring relents a little bit to half court. Estes brings it down for the Tigers. Outside the arc on the right to Gabby Williams. High left to Emily Holler. 2.5 minutes played. Third quarter. Ball lobbed near side to Estes. Good overplay by Fort Loring. Forced the throw out of bounds. Ball inbounded by Putoff in backcourt for Fort Loring. Up the right side to Gasson. Now Ratterman deep in the right corner. Pick and roll with Myring. And pass is not there. Taylor continues to tightrope below the basket. And she accepted a shove. Common foul. Dana Rose in for Myring for the Redskins. Ratterman to pitch it in play, hits the cutter, Dana Rose. Right back to Ratterman, baseline open, 10-footer, yes. Good second half start for Taylor Ratterman.
She's got eight of the 22.
Taylor Ratterman has scored, as Chuck noted, 8 of 22, only 14 other points scored by Redskins players. 22-9, Fort Loring. West Liberty dribbles into deep trouble in the paint. Double team by Fort Loring, tie up results. 22-9 Skins, 4:53 to go in the third. Colleen Brandewey on the floor for Gasson for the Redskins. Here's Brandewey dribbling the midcourt. Technically now, she's at the point.
Yep.
Brandewey throws high right to Ratterman. Coming out to catch is Holscher. Ball high overhead. Here's Jaden Putoff 20 feet away. On the dribble, one bounce into the lane. Holscher, foul line Rose. Right wing Ratterman available. Look out. Got it again. Three-pointer. Ratterman on fire.
It's three of them for her.
He's got 9 points behind the arc as Taylor Ratterman. Instant offense tonight for Fort Loring. That's been the Redskins' only consistent offense. 25-9 in favor of Fort Loring. Here's Emily Holler between the rings. Gives it up to Sophie Cole. Ball rotated. Left corner, Hallie Smith.
And the ball is smacked out of bounds by Fort Loramie. Taylor Radiman shooting with confidence, Chuck.
Yes, she wants it now.
West Liberty inbounds goes to Estes 30 feet away. Oh, here's a reach in by Radiman, and she pried it loose. Ball gobbled up on the play before Loramie. Sprint out by Holscher, other direction, up and in. Timeout Tigers. Redskins on a roll. 27-9, Fort Loramie midway through the third on scoresbroadcast.com.
Brookins in Fort Loramie is well known for its juicy roasted chicken dinners, plus many savory sandwiches and cheesy and meaty homemade pizza. The special on Saturday nights features not one, but two delicious 8-ounce marinated pork chops.
New owner Carl Arnes creates a fun, family-friendly atmosphere. Brookins is perfect for birthdays, anniversaries, and more. The banquet room seats up to 60.
You can also enjoy the new late-night menu, open till 2:30 in the morning, Thursday through Saturday.
You can't beat Brookins at 10 Elm Street in Fort Loramie.
Brookins, B-R-U-C-K-E-N-S pub.com.
This is scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. Your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
Two Rushi family-owned firms doing business for 60 years each are proud supporters of scoresbroadcast.com. Superior Aluminum provides the finest aluminum columns, railings, and fence available on the market. And the Francis Schulze Company distributes quality wholesale building materials to lumber dealers, home centers, and door specialists. Superior and Francis Schulze, proud supporters of scoresbroadcast.com. And we thank all of the staff and associates at both Superior and Francis Schulze. Fort Loramie in the lead, 27-9. Taylor Radiman with a fine spurt offensively and defensively to ignite the Fort Loramie charge in the second half. Good overplay on the inside by Rose, who reached in and punched it away from Selena Weaver out of bounds. 3:21 left, third quarter. Lead for Fort Loramie, 18. That's the biggest of the night. Redskins' next game Saturday against Houston. West Liberty Salem travels to Triad on Thursday. Tigers with the ball outside the arc on the right. It is Grace Estes. Gives it up on the play to Sophie Cole. Back to the basket. Tries to work in. Cannot. Ball lob cross court to Estes. Being hounded on the play by Radiman. Tell you what, Fort Loramie's done a very good job on Estes, who is a fine shooter. High right, Gabby Williams left open for West Liberty. Missed it off the back iron. Rebound Weaver, back up strong with the left, but she's hacked. And she'll get two. She's been at the line frequently in this game. Selena Weaver very active in the lane area for West Liberty Salem, which plays in the Ohio Heritage Conference, and year in, year out, challenges for the league title. In talking with head coach Dennis McIntosh before the game, Dennis, in his 26th year, having come up with 403 wins, counting the three this season. 4 years ago, lost in the regional. Back in 2003, lost in the regional, both times to Versailles, the two best seasons for Coach McIntosh at West Liberty Salem. One free throw made by Weaver, one missed. Quickly for Loramie. Wow. Great entry. Radiman, super feed. Caught down low on the left by Holscher, who flips it up and in sideways off the glass. Boy, she needed to be acrobatic to kiss that one in off the window, and she did. 29-10, Fort Loramie. Ball volleyballed in the air in the left corner by Rose, who comes away with a steal. Down the floor to Brandewee. Quickly left corner, Radiman, who slides through the lane. Back to Rose. Ball thrown to the post. Caught by Holscher, over guarding. West Liberty commits it. Fort Loramie going a stretch here with Colleen Brandewee technically out at the point.
She's doing a nice job.
Uh-huh. Redskins may have as many as three interchangeable parts there. newcomers to that position from a year ago. Fort Loramie lobs in top of the circle. Rose, jump shot, a trifecta off to the left, and the rebound is poked out of bounds by West Liberty Salem. 2 minutes to go, third quarter. 29-10, Fort Loramie. Ball lobbed in, then thrown to Ratterman, right corner. She's got a screen, rimmed it, no good. Three-pointer was down in, came out. Rebound to Estes for West Liberty. She glides up and over the timeline. Thanks to our Fort Loramie game sponsors, M&A Muffler and Tires, a tire sale you'll never get tired of, Geyer's Dodge, Chrysler Jeep Ram, and Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning. Place your confidence in Mike Holdhouse and all of his superb technicians at Tom and Jerry's, TomJerry's.com. Good overplay down on the inside by Holscher of Fort Loramie, and her defense triggered a tie-up. Arrow favors West Liberty. Minute 28 to go in the third. Hockey line change for Fort Loramie. Three come out, three come in. It's Myring, Schultes, Gebhardt on the floor. Also back in for Fort Loramie is Corinne Eichkamp. Tigers inbound it. Baseline J, no good. Off the back iron by Sophie Cole. Rebound down to Fort Loramie. Quickly, Redskins' Ava Schultes. Back to the basket. Throws on the arc to teammate Corinne Eichkamp, who jacks up a three. Missed it short. No good. Myring follows, and she's fouled.
To be the first two free throws of the evening for the Redskins with 108 to go in
and
the third quarter.
I wonder, Chuck, when the last time that has happened. Nearly three quarters for Fort Loramie in a girls' basketball game, and not a foul shot taken. Myring with two. Swish. 30-10, Fort Loramie.
Yeah, this one's gotten away from West Liberty.
It was 17-7 at the halftime break. A 13-3 third quarter in favor of the Redskins. Myring shoots again, short. Rebound collected down inside by West Liberty's Sophie Cole, who gives it up in backcourt to number 20 is Gabby Williams, but Cole, before delivering the pass, a little extra stride. She walked.
She started to throw the pass. There was a defender there, and she took an extra step.
1 minute left, third quarter. Miranda Weed, timeline for Fort Loramie. Whips a pass left side to Gebhardt. Coming out to catch Ratterman. Oh, she strides down the lane. Hits a teammate in the right corner. Here's a jump shot. Tried by Randowy. Short. No good. Rebound is in the air in the lane. West Liberty snatches it. 38 seconds left in the third. Tigers up over the timeline. It's Emily Holler. She goes down to the floor. She's on her keister while dribbling. Gebhardt deflects out of bounds. Half minute to go, third quarter. Inbounding is Emily Holler for West Liberty Salem. Fort Loramie gets a hand on that, and it goes out of bounds. Baseline right, Gabby Williams to throw in. Looking. Barely gets it in time. Back to the basket in the lane. It's Sophie Cole. Goes foul line. Hand off to Emily Holler, who looks at the clock. 18 seconds left. Gebhardt all over Holler. Crossover dribble. It was Emily's sister who made two game-winning free throws last year for West Liberty against Fort Loramie, which steals. Long lead out down the floor to Gebhardt, and she streaks to the rim and scores. 1 second to go. That will do it. Third quarter concludes. Redskins with a 15-point third period of play to lead 32-10 after three on scoresbroadcast.com.
It's the most valued insurance agency in the region. Barker Insurance is number one again, according to newspaper surveys. Barker Insurance tailors auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance programs just for you. With plans through Erie, Buckeye, Progressive, Ohio Mutual, and others, your coverage meets your needs when served by Barker Insurance. And that's for sure. Barker Insurance. North County Road 25A in Sydney. Phone 492-1857.
Oh, thank you so much on scoresbroadcast.com to our anchor,
underwriting sponsors, and we pay tribute to them. LaCal Equipment, founding underwriting sponsor, LaCal and Jackson Center, could not have gotten started in 2006-2007 here online on Scores without the assistance of LaCal Equipment, a founding underwriting partner. American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, thanks to Jason Meyer, all the outstanding staff and associates at AAG Inc. in Fort Loramie. Barker Insurance, north edge of Sydney, south of Anna. Barker's been on the web online with us now for about 10 years. And, couldn't be more thankful. We owe a big debt of gratitude to Barker Insurance. U.S. Bank, 29 branch locations in the Western Ohio District. U.S. Bank, a decade-long underwriting sponsor as well. And in addition, Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney. Thank you so much, Wilson Health Sports Medicine. And the fourth quarter start to the game, West Liberty Salem. Inbounds, Fort Loramie steals, tie-up ensues, arrow favors the Tigers, who bring the ball up and over the timeline, trailing Fort Loramie 32-10. Don't forget, Wilson Health Sports Medicine, the official sports medicine provider for 12 area schools, including Sydney, Layman Catholic, Fort Loramie, Anna, Houston, Fairlawn, Christian Academy, Jackson Center, Botkins, New Bremen, Minster, and New Knoxville. Certified athletic trainers work with high school athletic programs to provide on-site services for student athletes. Thanks. Wilson Health Sports Medicine. 40 seconds into the fourth and final quarter, 32-10 Fort Loramie, West Liberty Salem dribbling in hectic fashion in half court, trying to avoid a Fort Loramie steal. And here is one nearly. And what do we have eventually? Tie up, no foul, Fort Loramie. Not sure about that.
Yeah, they called it on Gephardt. I think she might have grabbed her wrist before she got the hold of the ball.
West Liberty Salem's Estes will inbound. She is a very good scorer, fine shooter. I don't think she's gotten a shot, Chuck.
She has not taken a shot.
That's how good Fort Loramie's D has been. We hearken back to game one against Minster. Janae Hoying got two or maybe three shots the entire game against Fort Loramie in the opener, and she is one of the premier junior guards in the state of Ohio from a scoring aspect.
Absolutely.
And West Liberty Salem inbounds after the foul, and Gebhardt throws it away. Fort Loramie's got it quickly up the floor. Redskins, three on two in the lane to Myring. Ducks under Weaver. Oh, my goodness. And a depth play by senior Marissa Myring. Did she put the fake on the Tiger?
Well, they came out in a 2-2-1. Loramie recognized and got Holzer in the middle, and they just sieved it.
Fort Loramie shredded that pressure by West Liberty Salem. Speaking of Estes, she guns a long three for West Liberty Salem. No good short. Rebound Fort Loramie. Quickly left corner, Gebhardt cuts toward the lane. Leaves it out back on the play for Brandewee. High right, Gebhardt. Oh, fires a pass down inside to Myring. She goes up strong. Count it. Two more. And a foul. Marissa Myring going to work
on a roll.
36-10 Redskins. Tell you what, Fort Loramie here, Chuck, over the last, 7 to 8 minutes with Corinne Heitkamp at the point, sharing duties with Colleen Brandewee at the point. Fort Loramie has executed pretty well. Free throw missed by Myring. Long rebound. Fort Loramie. Heitkamp launches. No good off the back brace. Redskins much improved play here in the second half.
Yeah, I think they came in as cold as the weather.
Like we announcers every now and then, especially in football games.
But we get a JV game to warm up.
Right. Here's Allie Smith in the corner for West Liberty. 5:38 to go, fourth quarter. Inside the arc, Sophie Cole. On a weave to Gabby Williams. Strides through the paint area. Goes up to shoot. Raked away by Fort Loramie. Loose ball. It comes down to the Redskins' Colleen Brandewee, who hits a cutter. Driving in hard goes Macy Imwally. Overshot it. Good scrap on the rebound by Kennedy Gebhardt. who forced a lost ball out of bounds off West Liberty. Did I miss something, Chuck?
No, that was Myring that missed that.
Myring missed it?
Yeah. That's good because Macy's sitting over there.
I'm sorry.
And she would have missed it from there. That's a tough shot.
I knew an M shot it. If it wasn't Macy, it had to be Marissa. Here's a long three-pointer. Ratterman, inbounds play. She got a screen, and she launched it from way downtown and poured it through. Well, I think she's the star of the game for sure.
Well, when she shoots so well, when she gets in rhythm like that, catch and shoot.
Give her an instant to set her feet. She's as good a long-range shooter as there is in the area. Wow. Overshooting, baseline left. Weaver, no good for West Liberty. Quickly, Fort Loramie up the floor. And the ball is shaken away by the Tigers, who make the steal. And then Fort Loramie fouls. With 4:48 to go in the fourth quarter. And the Redskins up 39-10. Again, our next webcast, Friday morning, 9:35 webcast time. Anna versus New Middletown Springfield, Division 6 State Football Championship. Inbounding West Liberty's Estes. Cross court to Emily Holler, who jacks up the three. Good! Emily Holler connects from long range.
It's only the third basket by West Liberty.
That's crazy. Fort Loramie's defense has been outstanding. That's an understatement. It has been suffocating like it has been all year. Now, keep in mind, the opposition coming in averaging only 17 a game against Fort Loramie. Do the math. That's 4 points a quarter. West Liberty's got only 13 now. Ratterman available again from long range for Fort Loramie and almost got a fortuitous bounce off the top edge of the backboard.
Yep.
The shot hit the rim, soared in the air, went as high as a skyscraper in downtown Fort Loramie.
It hit the clock, so it was dead at that point.
Hit the clock, came down,
almost went in.
Almost went in, but it had been out of play when it did skim down the side of the clock above the board. Here's West Liberty attacking. Holler wants to shoot it again from three-point land. Does so. No good. Rebound Fort Loramie. Taylor Adaman quickly up the floor to Rose. Between the rings to Corinne Heitkamp. Into the post to Imwally. She better get out of there. Flip rebound is jammed. Out of bounds by West Liberty Salem, which commits a foul. 3:41 to go here in the fourth quarter. 39-13 in favor of Fort Loramie. Again, so many thanks here on ScoresBroadcast.com to the Shelby County Veterans Services Commission. That's helping vets get connected to your benefits. Call Chris North, 937-498-7282. Don't forget Frisch's in Tip City, Troy, and Sydney. What's your favorite thing? Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney. Go Goffney. We have got you covered at Goffney Furniture, West Michigan Avenue in Sydney. Good passing by Fort Loramie.
Wow.
The ball eventually winds up in the hand of Dana Rose in the lane, 8 feet from the rim, and she's clobbered on the arm.
I think it took them a minute to realize that West Liberty was in a zone. They brought the ball back and did good, great ball movement.
Rose at the stripe with two. How many free throws for Fort Loramie, Chuck?
This will be five.
After none in the first half, zero. And Redskins in the first half committed 10 fouls, committed 10 turnovers,
yep.
Led by 10, but did not play very well at all.
And they've only turned it over twice here in the second
there
half.
There you go. Dana Rose, free throw stripe, pumps it up. And she's on target twice to lift Fort Loramie's lead to 41-13 with 3:10 to go in the fourth quarter. Substitutions occur. Taylor Ratterman gets a fine applause.
Yep, she did a nice job.
Yeah, she sparkled tonight, that's for sure. Very good game by Taylor.
14, 11 of them in the second half.
Wow. Colleen Brandewey, fine performance at the point, helping run the show. Goffney Furniture. High-quality furniture priced so right to fit your budget. Finance options, easy application. Goffney Furniture, the highest quality furniture around for your dining and living areas, adult and youth bedrooms, home office and entertainment spaces. At Goffney, find the perfect fitting mattress by using the new innovative support report system. Come in, try it. You'll feel the results.
Goffney Furniture. Visit the showroom. Hundreds of room layouts. GoffneyFurniture.com. G-O-F-F-E-N-A Furniture.com. 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Go Goffney. We've got you covered. And as we return to action, Dana Rose for Fort Loramie. Wow. Sets up shop on the baseline.
Did a good job. Took charge.
Superior defense. That's how you do it.
That's exactly how you do it.
2:45 to go here in the game. Redskins up 28. Between the rings, straight away with the ball, is Corinne Heitkamp. Outside the arc on the right to put off. Jaden throws foul stripe to Clara Gebhardt, who's in. Outside the lane on the left, Dana Rose shoots one up short. Loose ball rebound to Imwalli. Imwalli gave it to Rose in the corner. Now Corinne Heitkamp, 2:16 to go in the game. Redskins up 28. High left, it's Rose. Left corner put off. Steps back, shoots the three. Off to the right. Oh, what a rebound by Rose. Up and in. Dana Rose. Formidable job on the glass by Dana. She was not going to be denied. She used every inch of her reach. Minute 50 to go in the game. Redskins up 30, 43-13. 30 feet out with the ball is Aubrey Williams for West Liberty. She goes cross court. Teammate Sophie Cole. Sophie gives it up to a cutter. Hand it off to Aubrey Williams, deep right side. 90 seconds to go in the game. 30-point lead Fort Loramie. Here's Madeline Hutton. Fort Loramie will go to 4-0. West Liberty Salem will endure its first loss and be 3-1. On the dribble, Hallie Smith. Hey, West Liberty wants to get it into Weaver and has not done that effectively really all night. Now the ball's out near midcourt. Here's a deflection by Fort Loramie and a steal. Boy, 90 seconds of West Liberty possession, no result. Long throw down the floor. Imwalli can't track it down.
Both teams have done a lot of subbing. West Liberty got their JV team out there now.
Dana Rose out. Yep, wholesale changes. Of course, when Fort Loramie goes deep to the bench, you've still got a
lot. Still pretty darn good.
Talent deluxe. 50 seconds to go. 30 feet away on the right, it's Madeline Hutton. Far left wing, Hallie Smith, 5'3 sophomore. Behind the foul stripe by two steps is Madeline Hutton, the 5'7 junior, lets it fly. Off to the right, rebound by Fort Loramie. Into the forecourt, it's Corinne Heitkamp. Right side pass, Imwalli, rotated near side on the play to Paige Eilerman, who's in now, 5'11 junior. Cross-court pass, then it comes back near side to Heitkamp. Down to 15, 14. Foul line open, Imwalli spins, ducks under, overshoots. Rebound tipped around, Redskins get it back. 5 seconds to go. Put off baseline right. Lost it. Got it back. 2-1. Buzzer beater. Good. Heitkamp makes it. Ending the game. 46-13. Fort Loramie. Corinne Heitkamp on a launch. Looked like Fort Loramie wasn't going to recognize the clock quickly enough as the Redskins continue to mishandle the basketball and then get it out of trouble with a pass to a teammate. And finally, it wound up in Heitkamp's lap with just a few tenths remaining, and splash. She poured it in, and Fort Loramie gets a three-pointer to close it out to win this game by 33, 46 to 13. Again, so many thanks to new underwriting sponsors, Reese Myring and Company, CPAs and business consultants in Fort Loramie. So many thanks to Reese Myring, a new underwriting sponsor here on scoresbroadcast.com. And thanks as well to Hoing and Hoing Builders, McCartyville Road in Anna, two new underwriting sponsors on Scores Broadcast. As the business world evolves, Reese Myring and Company in Fort Loramie is extremely flexible and will meet your accounting needs as your business changes and grows. Thanks to the internet and the easy-to-use accounting software, Reese Myring will serve your business efficiently, whether you're close or far away. In Fort Loramie, it's Reese Myring and Company, CPAs and business consultants. Phone Kevin Myring That's at 937-295-3813. A new underwriting sponsor, Reese Meyering & Company, CPAs and a full-service accounting function for large and small businesses. But Chuck, Fort Loramie got it together in the second half after a dismal first two quarters. I don't know if I'm being a little harsh, but
they didn't play real well.
No, just 17 points, and as we have enumerated, 10 turnovers, 10 personal fouls in the first two quarters. Not a free throw shot before Loramie till late in the third quarter, but Taylor Ratterman was the spark. Tell you what, she exuded so much confidence shooting the ball. Eventually, other Redskins fed off of her energy and marksmanship in this game tonight.
Yeah, she had a terrific second half, and I thought Colleen Brandewey came off the bench and steadied them on the point. Kenzie Holster had a terrific game tonight. She had 10, and Meyering, she was very consistent. She ended up with 9.
Tell you what, I like Marissa's footwork down inside.
Yep.
She knows when she has got an angle, a little space, easy for me to say, with which to work. If she doesn't, she'll give it up right back to a shooter.
Yep.
But she is nimble, has got a lot of savvy. And
She was player of the year in the league for a reason.
Uh-huh, exactly. Yep. And, wow, Fort Loramie turns it on, wins it, offsetting that loss to West Liberty Salem 44-43 a year ago. Redskins in this game tonight only scored 3 more points than they did last year in 4 quarters at West Liberty.
Yeah, but they gave up 13 for the game. So
the defense was the difference as the Redskins held West Liberty Salem to 31 less than a year ago.
They out-rebounded them 28-13. They had 13 offensive rebounds. Tigers only had 3. They cut their turnovers down to 3 in the second half, 13 for the game. West Liberty turned it over 24 times. Individual scoring for the Redskins, they had 14 from Ratterman, 10 from Holscher, 9 from Meyering, and they got 4 from Dana Rose, 3 from Kareen Heitkamp. They got 2 each from M. Wally and Gephardt and Colleen Brandewey. They scored 46 for the game.
Again, I want to thank Brookins in Fort Loramie. No good eating place like it. Custom Foam Products in Fort Loramie. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies. Sydney Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Don't forget the in-between. South of Botkins. Food's not in between. It is out of this world. And we also salute Eilerman Construction, LLC, in Fort Loramie. And gratitude to those folks. Regal Trophy and Awards, Wapak Avenue in Sydney. Jewelry Barn in Rushi. Don't forget the Jewelry Barn. Great savings now in place at the Jewelry Barn. Rushi Versailles Road in Rushi. Beginning just a few days ago, 15 to 50% off on everything made up in the store at the Jewelry Barn. Chuck Clancy's award winners. Taylor Ratterman's got to get the top award, that's for sure.
Well, there are a couple other choices that they would go along with Taylor, but I'm going to give it just to Taylor. She had 14. She had a terrific. She really got them off in the second half. She scored 11 of her points in the second half and 8 of those in the third quarter when they kind of stretched that lead out. She was terrific.
Yeah, Redskins offense floundered until she warmed things up.
Yep.
Clancy's Wapak Avenue in Sydney, nothing fancy, just fantastic food.
Hot, delicious home-cooked meals are a hit at Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney. All-you-can-eat fish on Friday, chicken on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, I totally like the international cuisine at Clancy's. The first and third Wednesday of each month, we plan our schedules around it. I especially like the Greek and Chinese cuisine.
Nothing fancy at Clancy's, just fantastic food.
Without traveling to Dayton, I can enjoy authentic international cuisine right here in Sydney.
Teens fill their tummies at Clancy's, too.
Oh, the young crowd loves Clancy's. I always see them at after-school activities with the brown Clancy's to-go bags, and I just know they love them and they love the sandwiches.
And what's your favorite sandwich at Clancy's?
Oh, definitely the topper. It's probably my favorite sandwich over all the Wendy's or Burger King sandwiches.
Eat in, drive up, order out. Clancy's, 1250 Wapak in Sydney. Phone ahead at 492-8820.
Clancy's is priced just right for the whole family.
Daily dinner specials under $7, complete breakfast under $4 at Clancy's. Eilerman Construction in Fort Loramie will customize your building needs in a way that's absolutely unmatched.
Eilerman did a wonderful job. They came in, they sat down, my wife and I, and created an addition and a remodeling plan that included over 500 square feet of new master bedroom, a master bathroom with a big soaking tub and walk-in shower, and a beautiful closet, my wife's favorite place to be.
Homeowner Ryan Schultze said Eilerman Construction worked closely with him and his wife, just like Eilerman Construction will for you, step by step by step.
We also remodeled over 1,000 square feet. Eilerman's attention to detail was amazing. They installed a couple hundred feet of new dark cherry trim and cherry doors to match.
Eilerman Construction is known for outstanding customer service and a personal touch.
From Jill in the front office to Dan, Mark, Scott, and Nick Eilerman to Greg Heilers, they were all so personable and very highly skilled at their jobs.
Dan Eilerman Construction is a four-decade, two-generation business dedicated primarily to residential construction. You will be satisfied.
Expert craftsmanship, such a beautiful look, finished on time, and it was even finished below budget.
Online at daneilerman.com.
Fort Loramie victorious in this game tonight, Chuck. Final score, what, 46-13 or 47?
46.
30.
Let me find them. 46-13.
33-point differential. Our next webcast on Scores Broadcast, it's a big one. Friday morning, 9:35 a.m. from Canton. Jack and Chuck online with Anna's bid for a D6 state championship in football. The opponent, New Middletown Springfield, 14-0. Anna comes in 13-1. Should be a great game. Everybody I've talked to, Chuck, from Anna, which has seen a lot of videotape of New Middletown Springfield and has also taken a peek at the scouting report, says it is indeed the best team Anna will have played all year long, including Mechanicsburg, Minster, and Marion Local.
Well, that's who you should be playing, the best team, yep, if you're playing in a state championship. So I'm looking forward to it.
In fact, when the AP poll finished, Chuck, at the end of the year,
1-2,
Anna number one, New Middletown Springfield number two.
Yep.
So number one plays number two. Doesn't happen that way often.
No, because the sports writer is usually wrong.
This time they nailed it. Anna number one in the state in the last AP poll. New Middletown Springfield number two in the state in the last AP poll in D6. And they collide on a collision course, those two teams are. Friday morning, kickoff at 10. We've got coverage at 9:35 for you right here on Scores Broadcast. Ron Mooney is our ScoresBroadcast.com chief engineer. Chuck McBee alongside. Score, easy for me to say. I'm tongue-tied at the finish tonight.
Napping.
Chuck with stats, on-site engineering, and he's got the scorebook, the color, everything. Jack Kramer reminding you, final score, final time tonight, Fort Loramie, but 33 over West Liberty Salem, 46-13.
This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.